I have guests in studio this morning for a community conversation, and I'm going to let these folks introduce themselves, and then we'll talk about things going on with West Bend West Athletics.
I'm Herb Justman. I'm with West Bend West Booster. And
I'm Aaron Felber, the West Bend West Athletic Director.
So it's been an interesting year for high school athletics, interesting year for Booster clubs, because you haven't things have been a little different.
We've adjusted well. It's been a little difficult with the sports and no sports. I mean, Ms. Felber's really been working hard. We haven't had donation requests. Usually we'll help certain sports out with needed anything needed. High hurdles, ski team comes to us for something. We didn't really get a lot of donation requests. So we got the bankroll a little bit of money over for this year, and hopefully we can add to it with our event coming up.
And let's talk about that.
Okay, let's see. With everything with the pandemic, we did an indoor event, our annual beer and wine tasting, and we decided to do it out at Regner Park. And while we had the park reserved, we decided to do a craft fair during the day. So we have about 60 vendors coming of various natures, from jewelry, metal, silver, leather jewelry. We have wood signs, pretty interesting vinyl record clocks, quilts of different kinds, crocheted items, various artworks, nuts, honey. We have just a wide range of people coming, a lot of crocheted items. We're going to have two bouncy houses for the kids. We'll have a small food court that has popcorn. One is donuts, one is cotton candy, and of course, you know, just like the state fair, we have deep-fried foods. And then on the silver lining stage, we have Mrs. Nino bringing a couple of her color guard teams and a couple dance teams. West Bend Dance will be performing. The high school choir will be performing, and then the orchestra will be performing, and that'll be from 9 to 3.
And what's the date on that, Herb?
May 1st, this coming Saturday.
All right.
Yeah.
So, coming right up. And admission?
So for the craft fair, it'll be free. Then we'll do that from 9 to 3. Then we'll shut down. We'll be setting up for our annual beer and wine tasting, and that will be from 6 to 10. We have Phil Nordby on the stage to serenade us with 80s and 90s music. We'll be doing, obviously, beer and wine tasting. We have quite a few different vendors. We'll have our coaches serving, being our bartenders. And then, actually, I'm a mailman during the day, but on my side gig, I'm an auctioneer, and we have some fun auction items. We'll be doing our annual live auction. We have just a wide variety there. We have American flag that was flown in Afghanistan in a war zone, and it's certified. And one of my friends brought that home for us to auction off, so I think that's going to go over really well. We have a lot of Spartan items, like a bag toss game. That's a Spartan bag toss game. We have a metal Spartan head with illuminated light behind it. I think that's going to go over very well. We have a fire pit basket, which various things in it. We have a complete bourbon basket that someone can bid on. We have trap shooting for 10 rounds with a box of ammo. And then we have this huge wooden patio cooler with a Spartan head on the front of it. So I think that's going to go over really well, too. And then we have, like, wine tasting for 20. So a lot of various items up for bid.
Now, I've seen some of these items on Facebook.
Yes.
On the West Bend West pages. And some of it looks really cool. The record clock kind of I thought was really interesting.
The vinyl record clocks.
That would look good right up there, don't you think? And say, I get rid of that old analog one that's up there.
I guess you better come May 1st and come check it out.
There we go. And again, people can go to the Facebook page to find out.
Yes, you could go to Chasing the Chill is our event name. You can go online there, or you can go to West Bend West Booster or West Bend West Athletics and check it out. Should have all the information and buy tickets if you want to come to the beer and wine tasting. Otherwise, the craft fair is free.
Now, people can buy the tickets for the beer and wine tasting ahead of time?
Yes, sir. It'll be $35 ahead of time, $45 at the door if you can't do it. It'll be 45 at the door.
Okay. All right. And that sounds good. And, you know, as we take a look at the weather looks like it's going to be warmer, you know. So by the time, Saturday, mostly sunny and a high of 63, low of 45 on Saturday night. That's not bad.
We do have, we have rented many, many heaters for at night. So we're going to keep everybody there, keep everybody comfortable. So we're ready to go.
There we go. Sounds good. All right, Aaron, how's the season?
Oh, it's coming along here. And before I talk about our West Athletics, I just want to, you know, publicly say thank you to our booster club. They've gone above and beyond planning this event and just supporting me throughout the year, and I should say the past 3 years that I've been here in West Bend. So I'm very lucky to have a fantastic West Athletics booster club. So thank you to everybody who's a part of that. As far as the world of sports goes, we're just coming off a busy week of dolphin synchronized swimming. I know you heard from our coaches and our athletes the other day. The show theme was based off of Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It was called the Dolphins Day Off. I want to congratulate all of our students who participated in the show or helped out with the lighting, videography, and the sound. And then a special thank you to Coach Bridget File and Coach Mel Hogester on a job well done. And Rick, I understand you got to see the 1 o'clock show on Saturday. What'd you think?
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was the first time I've been able to get to one, and I won't be the last, I'll tell you that.
That's great.
I understand there is a DVD available also, or will be. I don't know if it's available yet.
Yep. The students from the Mike Bentall's videography class came and recorded it, so they're going to be selling DVDs for $5, but then West Bend Community TV also came and videotaped the show, so they'll be replaying it on their YouTube channel as well. So we'll have a lot of options if you did miss the show and you still want to see it, or if you just want a souvenir copy. Certainly, it will be coming soon, and if you have any questions, you can reach out to me in West Athletics.
But yeah, that was a lot of fun. I look forward to the next one.
All right, we had some exciting news yesterday. Our West Dance team had their season run pretty much the entire school year. With COVID, they started early in the fall, and they just finished yesterday. So they made it to state, but state looked a little bit different this year. They had to submit their video from regionals, and then they had to wait until Sunday for the results. So our West Dance team qualified in both D1 Jazz and D2 Palms, and they finished in the top 10 for both of them, so in the state. So finished ninth for both Jazz and Palms. And then we had several individuals earn all-state recognition. So Rachel Hopper was named first-team all-state. Lauren Seidel was part of the second-team all-state recognition. And then Olivia Maffey and Shelby Reese earned all-state honorable mention recognition. So
awesome.
Congrats to our West Dance team and our coaches. As far as spring sports, I know you've heard a lot about winter sports. I know Miss Wimmer, our superintendent, has been on quite a bit, so she's given you the updates. So I'll dive right into the spring. Trap shooting is off to a great start. It's a co-ed team and it's a co-op team. And both our JV and our varsity teams are starting out with a 5-1 record. So I'm pretty excited. I'm going to get out there as soon as it gets maybe a little bit warmer for me, and the kids are going to teach me how to trap shoot. So,
there you go.
And then the West admin team, we're going to go on a different day. So I'm hoping to get a lesson from the kids in advance, and then, you know, I'm a little competitive, and then go with the West administrators after that.
Of course.
Our girls and boys West Bend Rush lacrosse teams have had a couple close games. Both programs are 1-1. To start out the season, West Boys Golf started off their season at Black Wolf Run, so a beautiful course there. And they started 37 out of 40, and then this weekend they had a Hartford invite, and they finished 17th out of 25. So certainly hoping to continue to improve as the season goes on. Track, they have practice, but the first meets are starting tomorrow, so they'll kick off their season Tuesday at Germantown, both our girls and boys teams. And we have a new head coach this year for girls track and field. So Matt Wani, who is a teacher at the high school and has been an assistant coach for many years, he has taken over the program for Jerry Halepka, who stepped down to spend a little bit more time with his family. And then we have baseball. They had a scrimmage over the weekend, and they have their first conference game Thursday versus Cedarburg. Softball will kick off their official season tomorrow versus Homestead. And then girls soccer starts practice today and tryouts. And then the boys tennis team will start next week Monday. So it just seems so odd to have all of these sports starting so late with the WIA pushback, but right. we're getting there.
You know, I still think this is a good time to start baseball and softball, though, because you can get on the fields. You know, when they start those early season, you get those games in the end of March. Ugh.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I'm hoping for no rainouts, no cancellations. It's just going to be, you know, butterflies and rainbows all season.
There we go.
I do have another big thing from the weekend, too. So for wrestling, I know Ms. Wimmer has talked about how we had Connor Mirasola and Ben Bass, who won state this year, and Cole Mirasola, who took fifth at state. Well, they continued to wrestle all year, and they were in a national tournament over the weekend, and it's a cadet division for anyone in the country born between 2004 and 2006. And Ben Bass placed fourth in the nation, and Connor finished second in the nation. So
wow.
That's a pretty amazing accomplishment.
The other thing I get is, between 2004 and what? And I'm thinking, wow, I guess there were people born then, weren't there?
We stay the same age, Rick. They just keep, you know.
I guess, older, right? I guess.
And then a save the date here. We have the Senior Athletic Awards ceremony. So this year we split it up. So East and West are going to have separate ceremonies just so that we can accommodate more families and people being there to attend and support their seniors. So it is for West. It's going to be on Sunday, May 16th at 3 o'clock p.m. in the auditorium. And that's following the East Senior Athletic Awards ceremony, which is at 1 o'clock p.m. in the auditorium on that same Sunday, May 16th. So if you are a senior athlete and you've found out that you're going to be receiving an award, please make sure that you're in attendance. We'd love to have you there. And then, you know, we're always looking for some help. So if anyone in the community would like to be a bus driver for any of our athletic events, that's the hot topic lately. So you could, you know, get paid to come and watch our West sporting events. But we definitely have a shortage of bus drivers, and that's not just here in West Bend. That's across the whole entire state. So please let me know if you are interested in that. And we have some outdoor grounds positions. We're looking for some seasonal help to help maintain our baseball fields, softball fields, and soccer fields, and then also just grass cutting across the district. So if somebody, you know, college kids, you're in town for the summer and you're looking for a job, or anyone else in the community, please certainly reach out and I'll get you connected with the right people. And the jobs are posted on WECAN. So WECAN, if you type that in on Google, you will find that website.
You know, I had a bus driver's license at the summer camp I worked at. One summer I drove a 74-passenger bus around all summer, including in and out of O'Hare to pick up staff, by the way, which was more of a treat than you would think.
Well,
or not.
Congratulations, Rick. You just got yourself another job. So Rick Jensen will be it's driving the bus
now.
For us.
I'll have to get, a cap.
We can help you out.
I'll have to get a cap. but it was fun. I enjoyed it. So we got everything caught up?
I think caught up as far as athletics, and I don't know if we want to circle back just one more time on the Booster Club event.
We do. Thanks, Erin.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll go back over to Herb. One more time, events on May 1st and hours and so on and so forth.
Okay, so again, May 1st, this Saturday, the craft fair will be 9 to 3. It's free admission. And it's everything from deep-fried foods to quilts to those vinyl record clocks that you're going to check out, Rick. And then at nighttime, it'll be from 6 to 10. Tickets are online, Chasing the Chill, West Bend West Booster, or West Bend West Athletics, You can find them there and buy your tickets for $35 in advance or $45 at the door. I just want to personally thank you, Rick, for having us on today. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
And all those events going on Saturday are at Regner?
Yes, sir. All at Regner Park.
All right. All right. Did we cover everything?
I think so. And you can certainly buy those tickets as well in the athletic office. So I have several tickets in the West Athletic Office. So myself or our admin assistant for athletics, Maya Meyer, she'd be happy to sell them to you. And one other thing just to add to what Herb said, all of our teams this year, it was all of the boys' teams that had to make a basket that they're going to be using in the silent auction as well. So they're doing a great job. There are some really cool things that are going to be in the silent auction as well as the live auction. And then our girls' teams this year were responsible for selling tickets. So
okay. So it alternates?
They alternate each year, and it just, you know, it's great. We have the kids come and help out during the day. Obviously, they won't be there for the beer and wine tasting, but just for the setup and showing, you know, their support and how much this means to them, because ultimately all of the proceeds go back to West Athletics and all of our co-op teams. So all of the help we get and support is going to circle back and support our kids.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure, and it's great to be back in person here today, Rick.
Yeah. So community conversation this morning with Aaron Felver, the West Athletic Director, and Herb Justman with the West Athletic Boosters. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.